right now on VFN TV, Hurricane Michael, the disaster that took place, President Trump coming in to survey, Operation Blessing coming in to help. Amazing things are taking place. Your hearts are breaking, but it's also being blessed by all the help that's taking place. And you're going to get a chance to help yourself. Also, we're going to look at the midterm elections right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John.
Hello.
John Ramos.
Hey, that's me.
It is, man. I'll tell you what, today's program is so important. I remember when we went through the disasters of Hurricane Ivan and Hurricane Katrina.
Tragedy.
It was just tragic. Right now we have people, citizens in our country, because we had Hurricane Harvey and these other hurricanes that brought great tragedy. But this was like a high, Hurricane Michael had winds, I believe, as high as 155 miles an hour, if not more.
Right.
And it hit, I mean, you have to understand Florida. Florida is on sand.
Beach.
It's
yes.
Beach and it's pine trees and it just brought, you know, great tragedy in a short period of time because it's a fast moving storm. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, until you've been through something like that.
It's hard to relate, and you can prepare as much as you want, but nothing still prepares you for what you see, what you experience. You know, if you survived it, you're grateful, but at the same time, your heart is broken because you know people in your own community are suffering. They lost their homes. Many of them lost everything they had. But even folks that didn't lose much, just going around and seeing all the stuff that happens, it's really heartbreaking.
We have scars today.
You're scarred emotionally and psychologically.
And people underestimate what a kind word, you know, a little help with this, a little help with that, because you go to almost a ground zero in your life and everything just stops. And to see President Trump and the First Lady Melania come down and say, listen, we want to survey what's going on. We want to know what's happening, because all the resources that have been provided because of that, because Governor Rick Scott, you know, said specifically everything that he has asked from President Trump for the disaster that's taking place because of Hurricane Michael, it's all been granted.
It's so important for the governor of your state to have a relationship with the president, because you're right. We need help. We don't need any slow, make it happen.
It all stops.
It all
stops. Everything totally stops. As a matter of fact, I want you to see, this is the president of the United States, President Trump, and the First Lady, looking at the tragedy that took place with Hurricane Michael in the Gulf Coast of Florida. Let's go there now. Such a tragedy, but yet such hope, because we're in a nation that all the citizens focus and come in to help you, and knowing that our leader comes in, that our president of the United States comes in and surveys it so that the governor of that state can say, I need this, I need that, and the president automatically knows, I know you need this,
And it's reassuring, because when you're going through trials like that, you need to know that you're not alone.
Right.
Because I remember we didn't have power in Ivan for 10 days. It's like all civilization ends at that moment.
The air conditioning system was the back porch.
It was rough. So having the president come in and having others come in to help makes you feel like, we're going to make this thing. It's not that bad. You know, we're going to survive it.
Yeah, and I think about this. I think about, you know, we're about to hear about this man that's a personal story. And there's so many stories, but sometimes we have to narrow it down to understand, to hear the heart of one person in the midst of that tragedy.
Yeah.
And he shares from his heart. And as John and I were talking about, I could so relate to that, because I remember what it was like after Hurricane Ivan. And you saw blue roofs everywhere. It ripped everything apart. And it stayed longer than Michael stayed, but lower winds. But let's hear his story now. It's going to touch your heart, but we really want this program to touch your heart because we want you to pray about what you're supposed to do. Are you supposed to volunteer? Are you supposed to give financially? Are you supposed to pray? All of us are supposed to pray for those in need. But let's go there now. It's a touching, touching story of what it's really like going through Hurricane Michael.
Like so many communities in the Panhandle, the city of Lynn Haven, Florida, is dealing with a very real problem, and that is of huge trees down over driveways, on top of people's cars, and worst of all for folks, on top of their homes. And many residents do not even know where to begin. But Operation Blessing is looking to change that.
69-year-old Steve Wilkerson survived the nightmare of Hurricane Michael, but ended up with enormous pine trees on his home. He described enduring the storm.
A roaring sound outside, the wind, things flying horizontally, four big crashing sounds when the trees hit the house. All of us were surprisingly calm. Maybe we were just so scared that it was to the max and we couldn't feel it anymore. It's just normal to be scared. But the house survived.
Steve and his family are grateful to be alive, but recovery has been a challenge.
There's no power, no water, no telephones, no internet. I'll bet it would be $15,000 to $20,000 to move every tree out of my yard because I had a lot of big trees.
Steve had no idea what would happen next. Operation Blessing volunteers rolled up with chainsaws and heavy moving equipment.
And when y'all drove up today, to be honest, I thought it was just another crew coming up, you know, well, $2,000 a tree, we'll remove them all. And then here comes these smiling faces with God's love on in their heart and their mind. And I'm totally stunned. And moved. You know, it's hard to keep from crying. And I like to think I'm a pretty tough old guy, but, you know, sometimes tears are appropriate.
Drew Anthony drove from Georgia to be a part of Operation Blessing's Disaster Relief Volunteer Force.
When you see that joy, when you see that hope, you know, someone that's gone through so much, obviously, and you're able to just be that love and that arm around their shoulders, I mean, there's nothing like it. You walk away with a smile on your face because you're just excited to help out.
I can so relate to this man. I remember when Hurricane Ivan had hit, and it's just, you can't move anywhere. Trees are everywhere. I lost every tree in my yard. The everything's leaking and busted and that type of thing. And I have a family with me in my home. So we have our family and another family in our home. We just went through, like he talked about, it was so radical that the only thing we could think about was we should not have stayed. We just shouldn't have stayed. But anyway, it was important. Some of the things that, so here you are with no electricity, no water, which you stored up. You have no services at all. And you have needs. You have these needs, immediate needs, and the things you begin to deal with, the basic things of life. And I remember, like, there needs to be a breakthrough. Something needs to happen because we've always given our life fully to everything that we're doing, and we're putting everything on the table every single day. And I remember going down to the insurance adjuster. I made it down to their office, the people that you pay all the time, that's supposed to be there at the time. And I was watching them, John. They turned down. Everybody said, we don't cut checks immediately. We don't cut checks immediately. And I walked up and I had these sunglasses that wrapped around my head, and your heart's just, it's just broken.
Shredded.
It's shredded. It's like you see so much pain, so many people, and you can't help them because you need help.
Right.
And so I remember walking up to her after she told everybody no, and I'm just looking at her through these glasses. And I said, this is what's happening. I have a family with me. You know, we're going to need to be able to do some basic things. And she paused for a little while, and then she said, I'm going to cut you a check. You know, and typically outside of that crushing that we went through, I wouldn't even thought anything of it. But when you go through a crushing and a breaking, the very act of kindness, and I literally had you could see, she probably could see coming down my cheek behind those glasses, was a tear, because I had such relief that there was going to be help at this moment. And to see people come and help and to help so many different, it was just amazing what happened. And it just makes you understand why Jody Getty now is actually leading Operation Blessing, because there's nothing like being there to minister to people in their time of need. I know what it feels like. And we had a chance to do it. Listen, we get back from this break. We're going to what? Tell us what we're going to do after the
break.
Listen,
when we get back from this break, we're going to hear more about what Operation Blessing is doing in Florida. This is an amazing thing. As we've been discussing, people are down and out, and you'll be surprised at what just a hot meal can do for someone. You don't want to miss all this love and all this outpouring of support. Join us when we get right back from this break.
I love to see crowds burn, but I know I can shape history if I can find just one. Anybody can burn in a crowd. I want to find someone that'll burn by themselves.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are right focused to where Hurricane Michael brought such destruction and such tragedy in such a short period of time.
Yes.
This is a hurricane that just suddenly appeared. It was so huge. As a matter of fact, you might be able to see a picture of it on your screen right now. It was so huge. It was so large. and that and it's coming to the small area of Florida. People think it's so, you know, it's only 100 miles from Panama City to Mobile. And it's just like, you know, your heart just breaks for the people. You know,
it just
because you've been there, but also the tragedy they're going through. Yeah. But John, tell us about Operation Blessing and what they're doing.
Well, I'll tell you, speaking about that heartache, you know, I remember going through the hurricane myself during Ivan and 10 days without power. And you, first thing you start thinking about, we got to feed people. Everyone's got to eat.
Yeah.
And so it's taking care of my family, but in the midst of tragedy, one of the good things that happens, and it did in my community, I'm sure it happens a lot in a lot of communities, you come outside, you talk to your neighbors, you find out everyone's okay. And what we did is we gathered everyone's food, and in my neighbor's driveway, we just started cooking all of this amazing food.
Because you have to cook it.
Yeah, it's going to go bad.
Right.
And then we went to check in our neighbors, some of our older neighbors that, you know, did they survive, did they have any food? And we brought so many plates of food. But I know a lot of communities weren't able to do that.
Correct.
And this is why Operation Blessing is so powerful in the work that they do. They bring hot meals, thousands of meals, to people that can't even prepare food for themselves.
Tractor trailer fulls of food.
It's so beautiful. In fact, take a look.
So we're here at Lighthouse Church in Panama City Beach, a couple days into a deployment here after Hurricane Michael, and we're settling in with our operations. We have our full mobile command center in operation. We have teams coming in to advance or expand our team so we can help more people. We're doing volunteer coordination. In the first couple days alone, we've already sent a couple hundred volunteers into the field to help homeowners. They're scouting homes, looking for people that are vulnerable and need help. There's a lot of tree damage from the wind effects of this hurricane, so there's a lot of chainsaw teams working. That's a big need. We're providing hot meals out of our mobile kitchen. In the very first evening of providing hot meals, we did about 638, I think it was, hot meals. And today that number is gonna be much larger. One family came in, and the kids had only had potato chips for 2 days. And we were able to provide hot meals to that woman for her family, and she was thrilled. It was a really amazing experience. So just a short time after the storm, after Hurricane Michael, the need is still great. So Operation Blessing is trying its best to get resources out in the community, hot meals, toiletries, different types of supplies. So that's just really important that we fill that need. And our volunteer teams have been running these things to homeowners that are stuck in their homes because they can't even get out their driveway because the tree's in the way. So you may be sitting there wondering, well, what can I do? I'm just so-and-so in whatever part of the country. You can get a team together. You can call. You can go to ob.org, and you can find out how to volunteer. You can financially support our efforts. You can, of course, pray for us. We really appreciate that. But volunteer armies are really critical to help a community after this much destruction.
If you would drive through this area, you would see the devastation. It's just crazy, the amount of devastation. House is totally gone. Apartment complex behind me here, people still don't have electric water. We're bringing them food. Yesterday I brought about 200 meals out here to them yesterday, and we came back tonight to give them dinner. When I saw Operation Blessing, I seen exactly what they were doing, how they were setting up the organization. They were so organized. They came in with the food trailers. They had everything set in place to know that they need to get the management of it out there so they could control a lot of the volunteer work. So it goes a lot smoother by having Operation Blessing involved, and they get involved with different churches. So anything anybody can do to help Operation Blessing. They're amazing people, the people that are running this show, and they do great work, and it's an amazing thing to watch and see. It's actually a blessing to sit back and observe the love and compassion, because that's the biggest thing that you see when you're here. You get all the gratefulness from the people, but you get to see the love and compassion. Now, if you can't make it here, there's other ways you can help and serve also these people that are in such need right now, by going to ob.org. and partnering with them so that they can get supplies to bring out here, because believe me, the semi trucks are rolling in. I saw probably 10 of them today. happen, and then they'll utilize that to the best abilities for these people out here because they are truly, truly in need.
So simple. It's so simple. All you have to do is go to your phone, go to your computer, enter in that web address, ob.org/volunteer, or donate, and you can be a part. You can be a part. You can volunteer. You see all those folks in the church, and you think, like, where did this army come from?
Yeah.
It's all the community, all the way around, within thousands of miles, probably, that came in to help out. And what Jody organizes that, and her team organizes that, with Operation Blessing, and they, it's very important, because you want to know who you're letting in your house and who you're getting food from. And they make sure it's done right. They train them before they launch them, and then they all put on the shirt of Operation Blessing. But those are local members of the churches, as people in, local communities, people from other states coming together, and that it's bringing that common unity together, that John 17:23 unity is Operation Blessing, right?
And not only volunteering, but you can also donate.
Yes.
I mean, we know Operation Blessing firsthand. Yeah. We know Jody. We know Dan. We've worked with them.
Yes.
They're friends. And the work that they do and the finances and the resources they give out is so real, so powerful. In fact, we took a team here to New Orleans for Katrina.
Yeah.
And we've organized with a lot of churches and just folks and resources, and we worked with Operation Blessing. And to see compassion and love at a time appear so broken, you don't want to miss it.
And
pray,
and
give, and volunteer.
And they're so thoughtful because they just don't throw money at something.
Yeah.
For example, when they were helping them with Ivan, they asked us to lead a grant situation where we would interview and we would find out who are the ones truly in need. And they gave us Operation Blessing, because you donated, people like you donated. We were able to write checks for, what, $1,000 for this one, $1,000 for that one. But it came because of everybody giving to that one synergy of what's going on.
Remember that family we saw that the baby had all those bites
ant
on
bites,
their legs?
Because the ants were floating on, the ants floated on top of the water, Hurricane Katrina. And what they do is they look for a place to land. Well, they found this child, this baby crib, and they climbed up on the baby and bit this baby from every part of its skin.
It
was just tragic. But you know what? We were there. The Operation Blessing was there.
Sure.
We were there to be able to help. And you can be there. Go to ob.org.
That's right.
/donate or /volunteer. And listen, I'm telling you, you think about it. It's not that hard. All you do is just say, I want to show up. I want to be a part. You contact them for their website, and they'll tell you when to show up, where to show up, an address to show up, you know, and I would actually ask for a bigger shirt. Give me a bigger t-shirt, but I would put it on and just be grateful to be. But it's nothing like being that person that says, listen, I'll cut that tree off your roof.
Yes.
Listen, I'll help you cut that sheetrock down, because sometimes you got to cut the sheetrock down half because it's all water damage.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to find. I remember when myself and you and Pat were in. Watching the devastation of Katrina, Chris was there. Chris Hamilton, you don't get to see him much in the control room, but we're watching this lady. She was on the slab of her house. Everything was gone but the slab, and on
Waveland,
the slab,
Mississippi.
On the slab, and it's like 23-foot waves.
Yes, falls.
But on the slab was like her pictures and some love things, and she's standing in the middle of all this brokenness, and you can't. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can say.
Mm.
Because her whole life, everything that meant something to her, not just the house, but all the things in your house.
The memories.
And it's just, it was just still scarred across her heart today. But you know what? God's there for the brokenhearted. He's sending in these volunteers. He's the one laying on each of these individuals' hearts to go in and say, listen, I want to be help to someone.
Yeah. And you never know when that help, that gratefulness comes full circle. Not too long ago, we ran into a gentleman at a place, and he told us he was from Waveland.
Yeah,
and
sure it is.
Just the connection was just so beautiful, and he thanked us, and it happened so long ago. Just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Well, listen, be a part. Go to ob.org.
That's right.
And participate. When we get back from this break, we're going to go to Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, praying for specifically these very vital midterm elections. Join us at the break.
We'll be right back.
What's the most common error made by parents in disciplining their children? I believe it's the inappropriate use of anger in attempting to manage boys and girls. Unfortunately, most adults rely primarily on their own irritation to make children cooperate. One teacher said on a national television program, "I like being a professional educator, but I hate the daily task of teaching. My children are so unruly that I have to stay mad at them all the time just to control the classroom." How utterly frustrating that would be, and how ineffective. Disciplinary action influences behavior. Anger does not. I'm convinced, in fact, that adult irritation actually creates disrespect in the minds of kids. They can see that our frustration is caused by our inability to control the situation. We represent justice to them, and yet we're on the verge of tears as we flail the air with our hands and shout empty threats and warnings. Now, I'm not recommending that parents and teachers conceal their legitimate emotions from their children. My point merely is that anger often becomes a tool used for the purpose of controlling children. It's ineffective, and it can be damaging to the relationship between generations. Instead, try taking a little corrective discipline that your children will care about, and then administer it with cool.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so important. If you're part of the Gulf Coast, you want to be a part of this prayer meeting. Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, praying for these midterm elections. Check it out. ChurchofHisPresence.org. Listen, you want to be a, this is so vitally important. No matter what people are saying politically, there's another thing going on outside of the kingdoms of men. It's the kingdom of God.
Come on.
And I'm telling you this, that we saw specifically, we prayed for years asking God to move and move mightily. And we prayed at times we thought, dear Lord, are you even hearing us? And then we saw massive answers to prayer.
Yeah.
But he's still looking for a people who will stand in the gap. He gives us some yardage on the field. You know, he gives us a little bit, but it's like, are you going to leave me when I give you this
little bit?
You know what? And if we will turn our hearts and we'll begin to pray, and don't just assume, don't get caught up in the political argument. Get involved. Begin to say, you know what, God, I know you hear my voice. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to repent from my own sins, and I'm going to talk to you, God, about these midterms. I'm not going to demand that you put somebody in office that's going to make my life better. I want to demand and ask of you that you put somebody in office that makes America better, that makes America back under you again, God, that turns America back to Jesus Christ, back to one nation under God, indivisible, and liberty with all. Listen, I want to pray with you right now. Comment below. We love hearing from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Lord, right now, we just pray, Father God, for each and every one of those in this disaster of Hurricane Michael. Father God, Lord, that you would comfort them. Send more angels. Send provision. Give the cause favor where the insurance companies, God, cause people who didn't have insurance to find money to rebuild their homes, rebuild their lives, rebuild it stronger than ever before, Father God, and heal the ones that are hurt. Father God, heal their hearts, Father God. Provide for them, we ask you, Lord. Bless Operation Blessing, God, and everyone that's doing so much to be able to be there for so many. And Lord, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. Listen to this. This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this onto this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.